Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can follow the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Appreciate you guys being here. We're going to be going over grades in just a moment. Best and worst of this past week. I know it's Thursday. It's the bye week. It feels like forever ago. So we'll go over those relatively quick. Then once we're done with that, we'll go over best and worst grades on the season so far. We are on the bye week, and that means we can kind of take a look back at it and see who's really performed well and maybe who hasn't through the course of the first nine weeks of the season and as we get set for the second half of the year. Before we get there, shout out to our brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube members, Kurt, Aaron Rodgers, yes, Aaron Rodgers, with a R-O-G-E-R-S, so I'm assuming not the actual, Jacob Bishop, and then JD. Thank you guys for signing up. Appreciate that a ton. Also, wanted to touch base quickly on that Preston Smith trade from yesterday. Preston Smith, we found out on Wednesday, requested the trade a couple weeks back. That does add a little bit of context to this. Clearly was not super happy with the change to the 4-3. Didn't feel like he was being utilized correctly, wanted to go to a 3-4, gets to a 3-4 in Pittsburgh. As I mentioned yesterday, I think this will help Green Bay. I think it'll help Preston Smith. I think it'll help Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a win for all sides. But like I said, it does add some context there. When you think about the trade in and of itself, the one thing that I wondered the day before the trade, and we talked about a seventh round pick for Preston, that would be the going rate. And that's what the going rate was. But would Green Bay accept it? Would they be willing to take just a seventh for Preston, or would they just let the season play out? That's what I didn't know going into the deadline, but I think knowing now that he requested that trade, I think that makes a little bit more sense that ultimately they went in that direction and decided to move on and give him an opportunity to play back in a 3-4. Just more of an interesting note. More than anything else, but kudos to Green Bay for granting that wish, if you will, and letting him go to a 3-4 defense. And as I mentioned just a second ago, I do think this will be beneficial for all three sides, which is the best thing that you're trying to do in any trade, is make it beneficial for the player and the two teams, or players and the two teams involved in said trade. And I think that's what happened here. All right, let's get to our grades from this past week. Very interesting game to go over. When you got to a lot of the grades on offense, a lot of the stuff inside the 20s graded really well, right? And then there were these catastrophic mistakes, the penalties, the drops, the interception, all of it. So you had a lot of these plays that looked really good, that graded well, and then you'd have a false start by somebody, or a drop by somebody, or a pick by somebody. Like, those are the sort of things that happen. But there were some good performances in this one. There were some not great performances. And then on the defensive side, it was very, like, the margins were very thin. Like, the highest graded player was a plus 0.25. The lowest was a minus 0.35. We didn't have this brutal performance by anyone. We didn't have a great performance by anyone. It was kind of all in the middle. At the end of the day, the offense graded slightly in the positive. I think the defense was slightly in the negative, if I remember correctly. The offense as a whole graded as a plus 1.3. Again, that's because they moved the ball a lot, and within the actual structure of the game, there was a lot of positives. It just didn't result in points because of their own mistakes, especially in the red zone. On the defensive side, a slight negative, negative 0.4, but it was mostly like this neutral game. They didn't really do anything special. When Detroit needed yards, they were able to get yards. When they needed points, they were able to get points. And then had a couple, you know, punting situations in the second half where Detroit, I think, was being a lot more conservative at that point of the game. Not a bad game by Green Bay on the defensive side of the ball. Not a good game. Just kind of one of those neutral performances. So in totality, again, a slight positive for the offense, slight negative for the defense. It ended up as about a neutral grade overall with, again, some fluctuation between who did well and who did not, but especially more on the offensive side than the defense, where it didn't fluctuate all that much. All right, top three players on offense to begin with. Zach Tom, plus 1.00. I love this game from Zach Tom. Thought it was one of his better run blocking performances. And I'll just be clear here. My number three on this list, we'll skip to number three, is Rashid Walker at plus 0.85. Detroit just didn't have edge rushers. Like, they couldn't get past Zach Tom or Rashid Walker. add on top of that, that I thought Rashid Walker and Zach Tom did pretty well in run blocking. No penalties. No, I shouldn't say that. Zach Tom did have the one false start penalty. But outside of that, he would have graded even higher had it not been for that, clearly. And I thought Rashid Walker played one of his, probably his best game of the season. But this also had to do with just Detroit not having very good edge players. I thought Green Bay maybe would have been able to take advantage of that a little bit more, meaning having more time in the pocket, maybe hitting some of those throws down the field. Just didn't happen that way. But overall, Zach Tom plus 1.00, Rashid Walker plus 0.85, my number one and my number three graded players on offense this week. Thought both of them were fantastic. Part of it, again, due to the Lions' lack of pass rush on the outside, but you don't get to choose who you go against every week. Some days it's going to be TJ Watt. Some days it's going to be a very beat up Lions defensive end group. And this week they got a very beat up defensive end group and they took advantage of it. And that's what you got to do. If you have a matchup that you should win, go and win it. And Rashid Walker and Zach Tom took advantage of those matchups. They won it pretty easily. I thought both of them had great games. Number two, Jaden Reed, per usual, right? I thought the play later in the game on third down with the back shoulder play where Love threw it to him and he came back and made that adjustment, made that catch right before halftime. I know it doesn't amount to anything because it was the end of half, but that was still a ridiculous catch. The ridiculous catch along the sideline. Just a couple other nice plays in the game as well. He just continues to make plays all over the field and be a big time receiver and playmaker for this team. That's all I have to say about it. When you put him in opportunities and positions to succeed, he does. Had that nice block on the outside for the little check down to Josh Jacobs where he blocked the defensive back and Jacobs is able to get upfield for a first down. Just doing the little stuff, doing the big stuff, lining up outside, inside, in the backfield. They tried to get him out of the backfield on a wheel play. It's a play where they got to Tucker Kraft pretty wide open on like a crosser, but they tried to get him out of the backfield. They did the play where they fake it to Reed and then they come back and do that pivot play out of shotgun. So I think it's Jacob. So they fake to Reed. Reed goes kind of up and fakes the handoff and then he twists and pivots and Jacobs comes behind him. I think it's Jacobs. It could have been one of the other running backs and then fakes the handoff that way. And they've ran that play a lot, right? So like I'm sure teams are a little bit keyed up on it, but this time with Reed in the backfield, they have him go up as he's faking the handoff and then kind of faking a block and then trying to go upfield on a wheel. And it's so close, but the Lions did a great job of covering it. But thankfully, in the same play, Tucker Kraft comes wide open underneath. Love hits that, and they get a good gain out of that as well. But Zach Tom, number one, Jaden Reed, number two, and Rashid Walker, number three. Bottom three in offense. The worst grade for the week, Dontayvion Wicks, negative 0.9. Clearly, the drop in the end zone was a big one. Drop on a third down was a big one. I mean, those are two massive plays. I mean, you lose out on a possession and you have to go three and out because you have a drop and you take 7 points off the board because of a drop. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. Didn't have anything major to really make up for it. Didn't have his usual game as a blocker. Had one nice block that helped, but didn't have anything that really made up for it in that regard. So the two big drops are really what caused it here for Dontayvion Wicks, and rightfully so. And he ended up as the lowest graded player this week on either side of the ball. Number two is Jordan Love. Couple really nice throws. The back shoulder that we talked about to Jaden Reed. That's probably the best one. The ball to Christian Watson where Watson could have tracked it better. That's a pretty good ball in that situation. There's definitely a couple other ones too. That I think you're good with. He obviously makes some throws that could have been caught that were not caught. He had some drops, but I think this day is going to be more defined as the mistakes that he made. And let's be clear, he's hurt, right? So not at 100%, but the pick six is a brutal play. Pick six is a brutal play. Have to live to see another down. Even the check down to Jacobs in that situation is going to burn a bunch of clock. So even that's not a great play, even if you get it to him. And you got to throw it away there, and instead you throw it right to Kirby Joseph. And it didn't even look like he had the right grip on the ball is the crazy part. Like, if you look at it, it doesn't even look like he has it, and then he throws it right to him. It's just a weird play from Jordan. That was bad, goes without saying. The throw behind Christopher Brooks that he drops in that first drive, that should be a touchdown. That should be a touchdown. Hit it in front of him. That should be a touchdown. The play to Dontayvion Wicks that Wicks dropped, that should be a much better ball. There's a play where he's throwing a crosser to Christian Watson, where he just drops it into the ground. I mean, he like way in front of him and to the right. That's a bad throw. And there were multiple other ones where he was missing with some accuracy on them. So I didn't think it was a great day. Also, one of the snaps that Elton had that was a bad snap. It wasn't a great snap from Elton, but Love had the opportunity to still catch it, and he wasn't looking at it. He was looking to throw it out wide, and he was like making one of those quick throws, and he took his eye off the ball and was starting to look over quicker, and that resulted in a stop right there because he didn't catch the ball. So just a rough day for Jordan. No two ways about it. Some things that helped make up for it a little bit. PFF had a positive grade on him this week, and even a positive passing grade, which I don't know how, but yeah, to each their own. To me, this one had enough mistakes in it that it did grade in the negative for Jordan. And then Sean Ryan, negative 0.65. It was an up and down day for Sean Ryan. I mean, he had two plays where he got beat clean. He had the false start penalty and, you know, a couple other plays that just made, oh, he had another play for the second consecutive week where he went the wrong direction. Just some real head scratching stuff. And then like the rest of the game, he was really, really good. Like take away like his worst four or five moments of this game. And he looks unbelievable. He probably would have graded. He would have definitely graded in the positive. I don't know if he would have had like the highest grade or anything like that, but he would have graded very well. But his like four or five worst plays were really, really bad plays. So that's where he ends up as the third worst. So top three on offense, Tom, Reed, and Walker. Bottom three, Wicks, Love, and Sean Ryan. Some other noteworthy ones, Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson both had plus 0.35 grades. Jacobs would have been better had it not been for his false start penalty, but he had a really nice day on the ground. Also would have been better if they could have stuck with the run, but they just weren't able to because of the score. Emmanuel Wilson had that crazy play where he recovered the low snap and then ran crazy with it, had a touchdown run, had another nice run in the middle of the field as well. Oh, and then had that one where he took it and like kind of reversed it to the outside and had a nice gain. So nice day for Emmanuel Wilson. Christian Watson plus 0.45. He probably would have been somewhere right around the highest graded players in this game had it not been for that ball that he completely mistracked. Should have been a big explosive play. It's unfortunate because outside of that, he had a really nice game. There's a play to Christian where it's well behind him. That's another negative for Jordan, but well behind him. And he goes up against the corner and just kind of snatches it off of his head. And, or at least it's a contested play, snatches it and makes a really nice play on that one and was getting open for a good majority of the day. I just thought he had a really great performance outside of the track ball that he completely missed, which is one that you can't have happen, right? You got to find a way to convert that or at least make it so that you're having an attempt at it. He misjudged it completely. Romeo Doubs, negative 0.6, had the false start, had a drop, and just really didn't do anything to make up for it. Had a tough time getting off of coverage on a few different plays, so he did not have his best game. Overall, I thought Jordan Morgan did a nice job, maybe sans the holding penalty. Did have that one hold, but still ended up with a plus 0.05 grade. So I thought he had a nice day, his first day as a starter, and he actually outplayed Sean Ryan in this game. And Elton Jenkins, plus 0.2. If you take away the missed snaps, he would have graded well into the positive and had his usual very productive day. But some of those snaps in the dirt definitely set him back a little bit with that grade. All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Top three on defense, Xavier McKinney, plus 0.25. I don't even have anything noteworthy here to tell you about Xavier McKinney. Just a solid day, tackled well, covered well, nothing spectacular, didn't get the opportunity to take the ball away. No real negative plays, wasn't super involved in the game just because he was a safety. They were running the ball, doing a lot of intermediate and short stuff. But when he was called upon, he was his usual consistent self. So solid grade there. Carrington Valentine, plus 0.2. Thought he was really good in coverage when given the opportunity. He actually would have been the highest graded player on defense had it not been for a play where he went to go and make a tackle and went low and the running back just hurtled right over him and he didn't make the play on it. Outside of that, he had a really nice day. I've said it before a lot of times, really the entire offseason, season, et cetera. He needs to be the starter. If you want to start Nixon and put Bullard in the slot, I'm fine with that. But he needs to be ahead of Eric Stokes. Like zero question about it. He's just played remarkably better than Eric Stokes. So I know he hasn't had a large sample size, but when he's in there, it looks better. It feels better. It is better than what Stokes has done so far. Hey everyone, as Green Bay gets set to head into their bye week, I always find the week without a game to be one of my favorite times to play Prize Picks. With Prize Picks, you can win up to 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And right now, you can sign up and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive that $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Simply put, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off, which ones aren't, make your picks in fewer than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on PrizePicks. This week, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes against Denver, Russell Wilson against Washington, and CJ Stroud to bounce back huge against Detroit. The best part is there are a ton of options out there for you to choose from. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after your first $5 play. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey friends, most people don't tell you that one of the hardest parts of becoming an adult is trying to actually kickstart your credit. Young adults get set up with credit cards so early and so many people immediately start to accumulate debt as they begin their college careers. I know that's exactly what happened to me. That is why I wish Kickoff was around when I was in credit trouble. I absolutely love Kickoff because of its simplicity and most importantly, because of its results. Here's how simple it is. You make one-time payments, credit bureaus see your good behavior, and your credit grows. And as far as those results, users with credit under 600 increased their credit by an average of 28 points in the first month. And what's even better, you can sign up in minutes from your phone and there's no credit check and you can cancel at any time. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there and has over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store. So join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Build your credit fast with Kickoff. Get your first month for a dollar. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/packaday today. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/packaday. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/packaday to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Average impact of 28-point increase in first month based on Equifax Vantage Score 3.0. Changes for Kickoff premium customers with starting credit below 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside Kickoff can have an impact on your credit. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer subject to change. Individual results may vary. And then Aaron Mosby plus 0.2. Now on the sack, the offensive tackle, Penei Sewell, does go back, trips over Kevin Zeitler, the right guard, and Mosby is, I don't want to say completely gifted a sack, but kind of gifted a sack on that one. So it still grades as a positive. He kind of forces him into the offensive lineman a bit. So you get credit for that, and then you get credit for finishing it as well. If he had done it to Penei Sewell, I'm not taking the player into consideration here, but if he would have done that to Penei Sewell without the trip, like that would have been a whoo, like that would have been a wild play, right? Still a good play, still a positive. Had one small, slight negative, just couldn't get off a block on one play. Had another play where I think he looped inside and had a little bit of a, you know, kind of a pressure. So overall, like the day for Mary Mosby, barely played, but the sack was nice, and he had another nice play in there as well. So those are the top three. Again, nothing super noteworthy. Bottom three, Eric Wilson, tough day, missed a few different tackles and just, you know, was not himself or maybe coming back to life a little bit. He's had a really great season so far and has really made the most of all of his opportunities, but in this one, definitely did not. Definitely had some missed tackles. Kenny Clark, negative 0.3. I don't know. Just struggles to get off blocks, not making the impact, not getting penetration, and getting knocked off the ball more than we really have ever seen Kenny Clark in his career so far. Not sure if it's a 4-3 thing, if he's just not feeling comfortable in it yet, but he has just been unable to make that impact on the interior. Couple nice plays, no question about it. Had one play where he controlled two offensive linemen and got into the backfield and helped stop a run either for a loss or right at the line of scrimmage. So not all bad. Some good stuff in there from Kenny Clark, but just nowhere near as consistent as we're used to from Kenny. And then LVN, negative 0.25. Couple good plays in the run game, couple not so great plays in the run game, and then just again struggled as a pass rusher. And when you're not putting together consistent football and you're playing a bunch of snaps, and now Detroit does have two very good offensive tackles, but I'm kind of over the excuse thing. Like, you just got to go make plays, and these defensive ends have not done it enough. Enigbari at least had the nice play in the backfield, but overall just hasn't been good enough, and that was the case again for LVN. Some noteworthy players in this game. Javon Bullard, plus 0.15. Again, nothing super noteworthy here other than the fact that he had a nice bounce back week, and he got that full-time gig at safety. No major mistakes, came up and supported the run really well, tackled well. Just a good, solid overall game from Javon Bullard. Quay Walker was a negative 0.15. Had a couple plays where he actually made some impact in the run game, but the most classic Quay Walker moment. If you remember, there was a play where David Montgomery like churned his legs and carried defenders for like 10 yards. Well, Quay is right in the middle of that. And the crazy thing is, I'm watching Quay on the plays. I'm going through and grading every player in every play. And he makes this great read, super instinctual, gets through the line, makes the play on David Montgomery. And I'm like, hell yes, Quay Walker. I'm like, that's what I've been waiting for. Like this, that was awesome. I'm like, I'm literally getting my camera ready. I'm like, gonna like take a video of it and be like, this, I need more of this from Quay Walker. And then David Montgomery proceeds to carry him for about 10 more yards. And it's just like, there's finally this play on tape that I'm like pretty excited about, the way that he shot the gap and went and made the play. And I'm all excited, just get him to the ground, and he can't get him to the ground. And Montgomery ends up picking up 10 more yards. Like, it's just a classic, you know, kind of Quay Walker moment. Just when you think you got something good, it's like, nope, can't have nice things. And it's just been unfortunate. Not a brutal game from Quay. Did some nice things. Again, he had a couple good plays in the run game. Had another play where he covered up the seam well. But overall, just lacking that impact, lacking that intensity and physicality, lacking that big time play, just always leaves you wanting a little bit more. Other noteworthy ones, Preston Smith, -0.1. Nothing noteworthy in his performance overall, other than it was his final performance in Green Bay, ended with a -0.1 grade, ended up, well, we'll go over where he ends up in our final or the midseason grade so far. Devontae Wyatt, completely neutral game coming back from injury. I know Justice talked about that he got beat up a little bit. PFF had about a neutral grade on him. I had a neutral grade on him. I thought there was a couple plays where he got in the backfield and caused some chaos. A couple other plays where he kind of got moved aside, but didn't think it was like this game where he completely got destroyed or anything like that. And then TJ Slayton. Slayton had a really great game. You know, getting into the backfield pretty consistently, made a couple nice tackles, but was the guy that had that false start penalty or the encroachment penalty on the 4th and 5 that led to making it a 4th and 2.5 where they threw to Amon-Ra St. Brown for the touchdown. Had it not been for that, I think maybe they just take the delay of game and kick the field goal. It was a big time negative for Slayton. So he ended up still, even with that play, with a slight positive +0.1 because he did play a good game outside of that very, very dumb penalty. All right, top 5 on offense for the season so far. So just to, recap, top 3 on defense for this past week, Xavier McKinney, Carrington Valentine, Aaron Mosby. Bottom 3, Eric Wilson, Kenny Clark, and LVN. All right, on the season so far, top 5 on offense, Jaden Reed +6.85, Josh Jacobs +5.45, Zach Tom +3.5, Tucker Kraft +3.45, and Malik Willis +3.3. Jaden Reed, all the explosive plays that he's been making. Josh Jacobs has been Mr. Consistent. Had it not been for a couple fumbles that he put on the ground, would probably be right there with Jaden Reed neck and neck for that number one spot right now. Zach Tom at number 3. I know when we did a recap, a few weeks ago, people were upset with Zach Tom not being on there. He's one of those where he's Mr. Consistency, right? So it sometimes takes him a little bit, but there's not a ton of negative plays. So he just kind of stacks it through the course of the season. And then by the end of the year, he always ends up, you know, in that top 3, top 5. And now he's there at number 3 at a +3.5 grade. Tucker Kraft, obviously all the big plays that he's made as a receiver, up and down as a blocker, more ups than downs, but there will be some inconsistency there. But I like overall what he's done. And then Malik Willis. 3 games of just pure efficiency. Like almost no negatives and a ton of positives. And that's why he's graded well into the positive in all 3 of those games, despite not a ton of opportunities. When he's been called on, he's delivered and just has avoided really any mistakes up until this point. So very, very efficient. And that's why he ends up with that nice grade and really at number 5 on this list through the first half of the season. Bottom 5, nothing super egregious here, but Rashid Walker, -1.6. Again, great that he's coming off his best game this past week. Hopefully that's what he can do moving forward. But a lot of penalties. Had it not been for penalties, Rashid Walker would be right around neutral or maybe even a little bit in the positive. Jordan Morgan, -0.65. Still getting his legs underneath him as a rookie. But again, overall, for a rookie that hasn't played a ton, I'm good with that grade. I think he's getting better. Had a slight positive this week. Got to get the footwork down a little bit more in some of the technique stuff. But overall, nothing horrible here at -0.65. Then you have nothingness, like Andrew Beck, -0.25, Malik Heath, -0.2, and John Fitzpatrick, -0.15. Like the story here is that on offense, there's not really anyone that's playing terrible. Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan can maybe play a little bit better, but everyone's playing a pretty solid level. And then I think there's some that are clearly playing better, like Jaden Reed, Josh Jacobs, Zach Tom, etc. All right, top 3 on defense, Xavier McKinney +5.45, followed up by Evan Williams +2.6, Edgerrin Cooper +2.35, Devontae Wyatt, 1.45, and Eric Wilson, 0.85. McKinney, we know, just been an absolute stud. Evan Williams just missed her consistency on the back end, which is crazy to say for a rookie. Edgerrin Cooper, ups and downs consistency-wise, but continues to make massive plays. That big forced fumble a couple weeks ago, so he continues to make the big plays. The big plays kind of get them that bigger grade so far. Devontae Wyatt, plus 1.45. Had he played more, you're probably expecting it to be in that conversation, maybe even for number two on the year. So we'll see, hopefully after the bye, if he's healthy, if he can take off a little bit more in the second half. Then Eric Wilson, a lot of really good tape out there, some really good plays. This week was his not so great week, which brought him down a little bit, but still a positive season so far for Eric Wilson. Bottom five, Eric Stokes, negative 3.05. Not breaking any news there. He's been having a really tough season so far. Was a positive in this game this past week. Slight positive, but still a positive nonetheless. He ended up with plus 0.05. So basically neutral, but I will take anything that's not negative from Eric Stokes at this point. But negative 3.05 on the season, followed by Quay Walker, negative 2.7. We talked about him earlier. Just always leaves you wanting a little bit more. Preston Smith, negative 2.05. When I talked all week at the, you know, about the trade of, hey, you're not going to lose much from this. Like, he hasn't played at a high level. He's their third lowest graded defender. Moving on will be fine. And as long as, you know, the replacements aren't worse, which I don't think they're going to be, I think Green Bay can actually have, I don't want to say like addition by subtraction, but I think at worst, they're going to be totally fine with this move. Kenny Clark, we talked about, negative 1.55, have to have a better second half from him. Just have to have a better second half. And then Keyshawn Nixon, negative 1.15. This is slowly just kind of gotten a little bit better here and there. But early in the season, I thought he wasn't great. We've seen some of the big plays he's given up. He's had some penalties. He had an up and down week this week, the penalty, the touchdown allowed. But inside those couple plays, I actually thought he played pretty well. You know, he's a very divisive player, you know, with how people feel about him. I'm okay with Nixon, even despite the fifth lowest grade so far, now fourth if you take Preston away. But he does have some things he can improve upon, but I don't mind him out there. I think there's a lot of good stuff that he does bring to the table. All right, just to recap, top five on offense for the first half of the season: Jaden Reed, Josh Jacobs, Zach Tom, Tucker Kraft, Malik Willis. Bottom five, Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, Andrew Beck, Malik Heath, and John Fitzpatrick. Top five on defense: David McKinney, Evan Williams, Edgerrin Cooper, Devontae Wyatt, and Eric Wilson. And bottom five, Eric Stokes, Quay Walker, Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, and Keyshawn Nixon. That's going to do it for me. Reminder, members only Q&A coming up today at 4 p.m. So make sure to check that out. Happy hour will be 3 p.m. Central on Friday. 3 p.m. Central, so an hour earlier. That will probably be for probably the remainder of the season, or at least a good chunk of what's left of it. Pack-A-Day radio show. If you haven't checked that out yet, make sure to check that out on thefanmilwaukee.com, or you can find us on 105.7 in Milwaukee. That is from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every single morning. So make sure to check that out. Other than that, shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members, Mosey to Minnesota, and PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Bradad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Arnaldo Espinoza, Peter Itaka, SoCal Pack, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Lovin' Football, Puerto Rican Packer, and Dan Guestford. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, Go Pack Go.